Your thoughts after the 3-0 loss tonight to the Colgate Raiders?
Well, you're right, Don. We've been spoiled for a while with some really great results. And, you know, obviously it's disappointing to lose, and it's not a feeling any of us enjoy. And, you know, the sting from tonight will last a couple days here. But in the reality of it, first of all, you got to stop and you got to look, you know, take a step back and really look at what these guys just did. You know, setting a school record, 16-game unbeaten streak, carrying us to where they have. And by no means are we done for this season. That's the awesome part. You know, we're only halfway through. And the streak these guys just put together, more than anything, you know, you got to sit back and almost celebrate that for a second. And I know we're excited to get back home next weekend and, you know, try to start a new streak.
I know that you don't listen to the broadcast because, you know, you're on the bench, you're in the games, or in the press box, but I did just say all that before I cut to commercial break. So fans, the fans are definitely well aware, and I'm sure that they've nothing but happy for this program right now. And you're on the bench, you're in the locker room right now. What's the mood in the hockey team right now after getting a loss, not losing since October 19th? They don't know how this feels.
Right. Well, it's disappointing, and you know that sting of losing. You just, as a competitor, you hate it. And as coaches, we hate it. As players, you hate it. And, you know, you hope at least that, you know, we respond and have a great week of practice. And, you know, we can turn the page and look ahead to you know, a huge, huge conference series at home next weekend against Michigan Tech. But, you know, there's a sting that none of us enjoy. And you know, sometimes you forget about that feeling a little bit. So, you know, we'll take it for a day, and then we'll get back to work on Monday.
Obviously, this is probably easier to answer in hindsight, but tough question for you here. Would you rather lose a championship game in a holiday tournament, which really doesn't mean much, or would you rather lose a conference game up next week against Michigan Tech?
Well, that is a good question. I mean, obviously, you know,
if you don't want to lose,
right,
you if you had to pick
time.
One, yeah.
Yep. But, you know, that's a great question. And conference games and conference points are so important. And you know, that's where it's so unbelievable. It's so hard to win in our conference, too. It's such a physical, you know, physical group of teams, and every team is so similar with what they do and the talent they have. And you know, every night it just seems like it's such a battle out there that, you know, yeah, I mean, truthfully, you never want to lose, but you know, conference points are the premium for us, and that's our goal. Is it at the end of the year, you know, we want to be there. You know, there's a WCHA regular season championship on the line. There's a WCHA playoff championship coming up, and you know, that's what we're gunning for right now. So, you know, truthfully, you never want to lose, but you know, we have to get ready for Michigan Tech now, and hopefully, you know, we can respond and have a great effort against them.
Thoughts on the team's effort tonight? Here tonight, do they look like the Ferris State Bulldogs we've watched all year? Did you notice a little bit of just not themselves tonight?
Yeah, at times it was the same. At times it was a little bit different. And, you know, it was a weird game in that, you know, I thought the first period, you know, we didn't play that great, but neither did Colgate, believe it or not. It was just kind of you don't know. Sometimes on this huge ice surface that Minnesota has, you know, things kind of seem to slow and they seem to get lost. And, you know, when the tempo is going on a big ice surface, it's great. It's awesome to watch. But that first period for both teams was just kind of, you know, it was almost kind of a sleepwalk. It was a weird, weird period. And, you know, early on in the second period, though, I thought we really turned it around, and we played really, really well. And, you know, we had that goal that got called back on the power play. And you know, up until the point where we started, you know, we got a couple penalties called on us there, you know, I thought we really, really put together, you know, maybe 5-10 minutes of really good hockey in the second period. Then when we had to kill those, you know, the back-to-back penalties, you know, like we did, and we had to, you know, you quit using some of the guys that we had that were playing well for us because they might not penalty kill, and then they might not see some ice for a while, and you wind up using the same guys that do penalty kill, and you know, they get pinned in for a while, and so you're overusing some guys, you're underusing some guys, and it kills the flow and the tempo of the game. So, you know, from that point on, it was almost just trying to jam the tempo back in. And that's not something that we're really used to because, you know, as a whole, you know, for the most part this season, we've really done a great job bringing tempo in all situations. So when we had to kind of jam that tempo in, that was a kind of a different feeling.
How excited are you to get back home in Big Rapids and not playing at the Ava Glavin Ice Center since the end of November?
We can't wait. The guys have been talking about it. You know, we're excited. And you know, there's no place like home, you could say, but it's definitely, you know, our rink. You know, we're here at, you know, University of Minnesota's rink, and it's a great atmosphere. But, you know, we watched them play a huge game last night against this Colgate team, and I take our atmosphere any night, you know, and it's such a great, great home ice advantage we have with our fans and our community and our student section. And the guys are excited to get back and play in front of them, and hopefully, you know, our fans are excited to have us back.
Let's look ahead to the Michigan Tech Huskies, who come to Big Rapids on Friday and Saturday, January 10th and 11th. And talking to Dave Sensor in the Johnson Automotive postgame show right now, the assistant coach down inside the Bulldog hockey locker room. Coach Sensor, Michigan Tech hasn't been to Ferris State, I don't think, since the mid-'80s. It has to be kind of an advantage for for Ferris State with them not under expecting, knowing what to expect at the Ava Glavin Ice Arena.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it'll be a new experience for all of them, as it will be a new experience when we go up there 2 weeks later for our guys. And, you know, I've been around this program for a while now, and you know, since I started, you know, we've never played Michigan Tech in any situation, a tournament, at, you know, whatever it might be, non-conference, which is kind of odd for, you know, a school that's in our state like that. So, you know, it's going to be an exciting challenge. And you talk about a talented offensive team that they are, and, you know, obviously we haven't really had a chance to watch them much. They were in the GLI, so we got to watch that on television, which was kind of cool. But, you know, they're a really talented offensive group, and, you know, they're getting great goaltending right now from Phoenix Copley. And so, you know, they're going to be a handful. And you know, I think at the beginning of the season, if you could have, you know, put together a short list of three teams that were a favorite to win this league, Michigan Tech was one of them, just with the talent they have, especially up front. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full. But, you know, yeah, they don't know what to expect from us. We don't know what to expect from them. They don't know what to expect from our building. And then, you know, 2 weeks later, we'll go up there and we won't know what to expect there. So it's going to be kind of fun. You know, it's fun when you get to play a new team, you know, over the years. It's fun having old rivalries, but it's really fun to kind of have a new opponent and a fresh slate waiting for us.
Something unfamiliar territory for Ferris State. Typically, you play Friday, Saturday, 7 o'clock. You hop on the bus. You get back to Big Rapids. Well, now it's 6:19 here Central Time, 7:19 back in Big Rapids. And we fly back to Grand Rapids tomorrow afternoon. What's the rules for the team? What happens here tonight now?
Well, you know, that's where you kind of put in the captain's hands, and we have such great leadership that, you know, I know they're a mature, responsible group, and I know they'll handle it well. And you know, at the end of the day, you know, we have some pretty big goals, you know, for this team. And the players, they're the ones that initiated those goals. It wasn't us. You know, we didn't come and say, hey, we want you guys to win this. You know, I mean, it all comes from them. And they have such a drive and desire that, you know, we lost tonight, and that stings. And, you know, I think it'll be kind of a quiet, subdued, you know, atmosphere. And, you know, we'll kind of, you know, look forward to getting home tomorrow and look forward to getting back to work first thing Monday. I know that the guys are already talking about, you know, they want to get back on the ice again and get going. So, hey, we'll try to, you know, we'll get through. Hopefully, we have a good trip home tomorrow. I know the weather's supposed to be a little shaky out here, but hopefully, we get back safely and easily, and we can get back to work first thing Monday.
Well, Coach, sorry about the first loss in 4 or 5, 6 months, 16 straight games. We'll see you back at the hotel. Have a good night.
Thanks, Tom.
That's Dave Sensor, the assistant coach of the Ferris State hockey team, on the Johnson Automotive Post Game Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll come back with the box score and the audio highlights after this, and then we'll get to your tweets and comments. Want to see what the Bulldog Nation is saying about this Ferris State hockey team. Tweet and follow me at Dominic Hennig. That's DominicHennig. And we will read your comments over the air in the Johnson Automotive Post Game Show. Dogs lose 3-0. First time in 16 games. This is the voice of the Bulldogs, Sunny, 97.3 FM.